to be or not to be? That is the question. Whether 'tis nobly in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them. To die. To sleep. No more, and by sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flashes hereto, 'tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. To die. To sleep. To sleep. Perchance to dream. Hey, there's the rub, for in that sleep of death what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil. Must give us pause. 'Tis the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear the weeps and scorns of time? The press is wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, the lost delay, the insolence of office and the spurns, patient merit of the unworth takes, when he himself might his quietus make with a bare bodkin? Who would fuddles bear to grunt and sweat under a weary life? But that, the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country from whose bourne no traveller returns, puzzles the wheel, and makes us rather bear those ills we have then fly to others that we know not of? Thus conscience does make cowards of us all, and thus the native hue of resolution is sickly toror with a pale cast of thought and enterprises of great pith and moment. With this regard, the currents turn awry and lose the name of action.